This is the warning where we tell you that there are curse words and mature themes on this program, so don't get upset if you get offended.
That's correct, Jack. We are Gun Wash, and it is Gun Wash news time here at Roberta's Pizza. That's where we are. What time is it? It's 2 minutes before 9 p.m.
Yeah, ask the Japanese
Eastern
clock, fucker.
Standard time. The clock is running strong. It's still not off.
10,000 years.
For 10,000 years, and there is much to talk about tonight. Mr. Peter Paquin is in the studio, and we certainly want to connect on some things.
Okay, bye.
All right.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
You look like you're going to say something. What were you going to say?
I was going to say hi.
Yeah! Hello!
Hello, world.
I want to say hi in different languages.
Did any guy... I was just thinking about this because of the music. Did anyone watch the 50th anniversary Grateful Dead thing? Anyone? Trice, did you? What happened? Tell me things.
In my mind.
I watched a couple.
You're not hyped like that.
No, it was great.
Okay.
It looked insane.
Look insane.
The West LA fade away.
Can I interject?
Well, no. Okay. Well.
You saw the drums?
Yeah. Well, I heard the
no,
Mickey Hart
there,
part.
I was just going to say, and don't get offended, there's only two musical entities I don't like, and it's...
One of them is Grateful Dead?
One of them is Grateful
okay.
Dead. And I won't mention the other one, because then everyone will hate me.
Oh, I was like Stevie Wonder?
I definitely need to know what that one is now.
Fish! It might be Morrissey.
Oh, all right.
I'm down with that. Fuck
Morrissey, bro.
Come on.
Well, you know, both camps now hate
me.
Gunwash don't fuck with Morrissey.
We're sad. We're sad and angry like him.
Me too. So that's why it's weird.
Well, listen, hey, thank you everyone for tuning
a single Smith song.
Hey, who's the guest?
You should learn one. I'm going over that now. Thank you, of course, for tuning in. This is Gun Wash. We are every week here at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We broadcast live at Roberta's Pizza on the HeritageRadioNetwork.org. And tonight we have Mr. Peter Paquin live in studio. He is a designer. We're all designers, so we know what that's about. We don't know exactly what that's about. I mean... He, of course, could be unique, but we even have similar pals. I see Trice Cat is in studio, and of course, you do look familiar.
Trice.
You do look familiar to me, Peter.
I've seen Peter before.
In a way.
I'm out here.
Yeah, I feel like you're out here.
Yep.
And
we are all out here.
We're all out here. We're following ourselves on Instagram. I think you were
check this out,
happy.
Aaron.
I know. I heard a story earlier that
check
someone got mad at you for your Instagram name.
No, not at all. If I'm not mistaken, I seen a halfway picture of Peter in a book a long time ago.
Oh, well, which book?
Germs.
Can I say the book? Wait,
is it where? What's the name of the book?
You can say I've been in books, I guess.
Yeah, by the way,
the book is called Autograph.
Oh, what a great book. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, well.
I had that book like when I was a young boy.
How young?
You know,
I'm 28 now, so you can imagine.
Okay. Oh, you're so youthful.
Yeah.
You know, Peter, one of my first gigs, and there's a ton of done to talk about, and it's not all related to this, but one of my first gigs when I was doing graphics was at the Boundless store. And I remember outside the Boundless store, there was a big piece by this fucking guy.
I did a couple there.
You did a couple, yeah. So, and I don't know, the name of the writer, if he can release it if he'd like. But the art's great. What can I say? Did you always do that kind of mural art only, or... Have you
done some graph? The graffiti.
Graffitis?
Been there, done that.
You know, it's interesting because we usually get
in a book.
That's cool. Yeah, well, you were in that book. That's a good book. Hey, listen, at least you're in that book and not like one that came
solid,
after that.
After
you
that.
Know what I mean? Yeah.
Shout out to Sutherland.
You know he's in. Yeah, you know he's in some good books too. This guy, couple. Oh. I've seen him in the Stay High book.
I'm not Stay High, though.
Yeah, and tons and tons and tons of other stuff talked about, actually related to graph, but, you know, that's not really what the show is about. I think, in fact, we'll touch on a number of things, especially since we know Spliffington is the one who suggested you as a guest.
Big up.
You've been doing a lot of reggae-related stuff recently, though. And we started, like, saying we wanted to... We started this show, like, oh, we want to do a dance hall kind of show, you know? And we end up getting, like, you know, FBI agents and people who fold proteins as guests.
I think everyone can relate, though.
Yeah, I think so, too.
To dance hall.
I think so, too. Well, listen, plenty of stuff to talk about tonight. Of course, if you'd like to call in here, the number is 718-497-2128. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, we're out to Abrigo, though. He's on he's locked in.
Oh, that's great. Well, listen, I hope he's great out there in L.A. now. Daniel Abrigo, a guest on the show and close friend.
Hi.
My girlfriend introduced me to him, and we were tattooed.
You have
together.
A girlfriend?
My head's going to pop off, bro. I'm into having a girlfriend, but I feel stressed. I feel better than last week. Peter, last week I was
Albrigo is the best.
Albrigo,
let's just say that.
Albrigo is the best. And
one
thank
of the
you.
Finest humans I've ever
I have to say, he's one of those guys that's really, really great in a real way.
Yeah.
Anyway, so plenty to come up and plenty coming up to talk about here with Peter. And, of course, Trice is in the studio. Lots to talk about. Let's go to music, Spliffington. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Sure,
we're
baby,
on gunwash.com. Always. Friend forever.
Oh yeah, Zay. Pocket overloaded, girl catalog crowded, big machine we up on up the road with me grow big. Them know enough. One of them know. Pocket overloaded, girl catalog crowded, big machine we up on up the road with me grow big. But family come me a roll big. Never beg nobody for the money when me pocket never close with. As a mistake, you're my bossy. Who have the most girl? Me get the trophy, the medal. When me press the X6 pedal, so the place full of female from me say girl. Break girl, if you know how I run the post up, and you better know if you broke it off like a bullet up. Hey, what him man I go bullet up. Southside, so for sugar rock chicken in your heart and stamp it, pop it off and clap it. Gangsters now drop it. Sherlock said don't make war be the topic. Marijuana with lifestyle and the habit. We leak out the money tall in the traffic. Yeah, so we do it in a road. Anything we feel like, yeah, that's on the code, yeah. So we do it in a road. Every girl a favorite girl. Me and the G for the road, yeah. Hey, that's how we do it in a road. Anything we feel like, yeah, that's on the code, yeah. Hey, that's how we do it in a road. Every girl a favorite girl. Me and the G for the road, yeah. Just land from a Europe tour. Rich get a youth set, yeah, fuck poor. Link up my friend them from Portmore. Money shower like rain, water heavy down pour. We no want to no more broke life. Shoot broke life, tap him up with your knife. Every get a youth for your house and car and pretty pitney and fat pussy. Why, yeah. That's how we do it in a road. Anything we feel like, get out of the code, yeah. Hey, that's how we do it in a road. Every girl up to me, girl, let the G for the road. Hey, yo, that's how we do it in a road. Anything we feel like, get out of the code, yeah. Hey, that's how we do it in a road. Every girl up to me, girl, let the G for the road. Overloaded, girl catalog crowded. Big machine, we have on up the road with me grow big. But family come me, I roll big. Never beg nobody for the money when me packing up my clothes with. That's how me stay, yeah, my boss it. Who have the most girl, yeah, me get the trophy, the medal. When I press the X6 pedal, so the place full of females from the same gang.
That was really fascinating that people was counting something, I guess.
No. Hey.
Oh, it was that song. That song knocked me off my fucking shoe.
What I was going to say is, yeah, what a great song. But it has, the packet's overloaded.
His pockets are overloaded.
Just blew up the internet. Right.
His pockets are overloaded and his gal catalog is crowded.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad for him that that's happening. Well, welcome back, of course, to Gunwash. We're here. It is 9:07, top of the hour here, and we have plenty of time
to
relax.
My favorite time.
Everyone relax. Come on. Join with me now.
Aaron, let's breathe. Just breathe into
the
mic.
I feel like that's a good idea. Would you, Peter, do you feel like we should do a little breathing exercise now?
I just came.
Okay, cool.
Very relaxed.
I'm getting into the. I'm getting into that same state. Don't go away, Trice. Come on back.
I could go again, though. You know.
All
right. Just give me 5 minutes.
Well, how's your sex life?
It's powerful.
Powerful. I heard. I heard Trice is a sex addict. Yeah, ooh. That's true, motherfucker. Yeah.
How you gonna blow up that motherfucker?
Come on, man. Listen, hey, listen. No, we all have addictions. I'm a sex addict too, my dude. I got to talk to my woman about that.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
That's ridiculous.
Yes, I am.
You've said like 80 times in the show that you're asexual.
No, that's so that I can. That's so I can get these bitches excited.
Right.
I want to get these bitches excited.
You want to make them feel like it's a challenge, right?
Yes, exactly.
Really?
I want to play. I'm trying to play the game politically.
That's the game.
Trying to play the game.
Armando had told me about this. The game.
No, listen.
This game we play.
Armando was like, "Yo, Armando, like Aaron B."
Oh man,
Spliffington is a recovering sex addict.
No, but I
really isn't at all.
But hold on.
He's trying to get addicted.
No. I think you are a sex addict. I think we're all sex addicts. You know, I had a listen. I don't want. I'm not going to derail too much. I was just like for 1 second.
No, it's not a derail. That's just an actual topic of conversation.
It's a fundamental.
What the fuck are you talking about?
How am I gonna know? Right. And how do I not? How do I not? Peter.
That's what separates us from the beasts.
That word.
Being addicted to sex.
Addicted. To the point,
the beasts
Peter.
Are addicted to sex.
To the point, Peter. I got so stressed out. Listen,
they do
I tell
it
you
when they need to. You know.
I tell you. Listen. Hey. I got so stressed out about.
Don't be stressed.
This woman in my life is stressing me out. She's going to chop my head off like a praying mantis.
Wow.
Listen. So tonight we didn't get your average outline. In fact, most of the bullet points that I got were from Armando, and one of the biggest bullet points. And I hear this all the time from you. Is that you're always like, don't talk about graffiti. Why do you always say that?
Me? Because let me tell you something.
Yeah,
he doesn't talk about his graffiti. No. I don't want to talk about my graffiti. Two, I'm an old school type of character that I just don't even like to remind myself or even tell anyone that I used to do that. That's kind of fucking bugged out.
Yeah, well,
I think I would if Jack knew that I what the things I've done a long time
he knows,
ago.
Believe me, he knows.
He would be like, "Damn, dude."
Yeah,
the things you did a long time ago were like tag Roberta's.
Well, that was like after a long time. Yeah. But anyways,
I know.
It's a secret.
It's a secretive thing, man.
No, okay, I understand. I'm sorry.
I was in high school or something, I was like the only kid in my class that did it, and I didn't even like want to tell anybody.
Well, listen, I said it right before the show.
It's like my rap career. We don't like talking about it.
No, listen, we like. I like talking about both those things.
One time I was doing
give
it.
Give me a beat,
like,
man. Yeah, give me a beat.
I remember when I was like 19 doing that shit, I couldn't even go home, and I was like doing a filling and crying at the same time because I was like, fuck. And it's about to rain.
Well, you know, it's weird because like I had like I was already told like tonight that I could talk about
that's
graffiti
harsh.
Because our guest has dabbled in graffiti. But tell me about that. How did you get into that? Or do you always just draw and stuff and that was like the general progression of it?
Drawing would be the wellspring of all creative endeavors.
Yeah,
I mean, really.
Yeah. But tell me about your life. I mean, were you drawn? I mean, where are you from? What originally happened? How did you get here and working where you work? Not that where you work is important, but your life, I mean.
Well, you know, life is important, work is important.
Yes.
You know, it's all relative, I guess. But raised in Boston.
Very cool.
Moved here in 97 to go to school, art school, SVA, which, you know, was a good experience.
You know why I didn't go to SVA? Because they didn't have a campus.
No, that's why you didn't go. Pratt's good, but there's cats all
I
over the
I went to Pratt because they had a campus.
Yeah, I loved that they didn't have a campus because I didn't necessarily want to meet people.
Good for you.
That was exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to buy nickel bags off kids in the hood
who
were like hanging out on campus.
Good
but,
for you.
You know, I'm not going to like, you know, shout out SVA, but, you know, shout out SVA.
Yeah, work.
Whatever. But
NYU.
I wanted to study animation, so that's why I went there. And my family's all from New York.
I
had a lot of friends in New York. My siblings were all in New York, so been here for a long time now.
And you see yourself now as I get a lot of shit. So I moved here when I was 18 in 2003. 18 in 2003. Full time I moved here to go to NYU from Jersey. And I was actually in film and television. I studied animation too. Because with the shoot, like I was trying to be a filmmaker, but like the shoots, I would get on the shoots, and I was like, and I just I didn't want to. I was like, I don't want to work on these like corny people's shoots. Then I was like, okay, I can still get my degree if I do this animation thing.
Why were they corny? If they're gonna try to put you on,
no, they were though.
So what?
Well, maybe I was. Listen, I have a big regret about that. I have a lot of regret about that in my life.
This is why you sell shirts in secret.
Yeah. Well, listen, I released some secret shirts this week, actually. Mr. Designer.
You've got to be one of 10 people to know if they even come out.
Keep it on the down low.
Speaking of shirts.
Don't tell anyone about the shirts I'm trying to sell.
All of a sudden.
Speaking of shirts,
Jeremy's wearing this shirt that like I remember showing him at 7 a.m. one day, and I was like, yo, look at this shirt.
Yeah,
how come my microphone keeps sounding like that?
That shirt was made for Jeremy.
Yeah. Actually, can I ask you a question?
Whoa, can you say that one more time?
I mean, Jeremy was deep in my thoughts with that
T-shirt. So, okay. So...
Spliffington. I mess up all the time.
I mess up all the time.
I blew his cover.
Yeah, he messed up his brand. His brand is brand.
Aaron constantly ruins my brand.
I'm trying to brand
Spliffington, and he keeps calling me Jeremy.
Like, Jeremy, put on the music. Right,
Herbert. In Trice's phone, I'm Jeremy Spliffington anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
In my phone, you're Spliffington new.
My phone is the same as Trice's.
We're all...
Very nice. I think
we're all many multifaceted individuals.
Yeah,
so.
and by the way, that's why I didn't want to rush into
that's
the thing.
That's part of the whole...
About the alter ego thing.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, actually, that you...
I get that.
It's interesting because... So I can talk about this shirt, right? That's coming out. It's out. Yeah.
It's already been out.
Okay, so it's been
already,
out. Okay.
It's already been sold out.
Okay, it's been cool.
Okay, cool. So it's a shirt by Supreme. Peter helped design it, obviously, and produce it. And it features...
I like how you had to Photoshop his nose back in because there's extra... There's like legs.
Right, so I actually have questions.
You had to put in Supreme at the top to get rid of Ninja Man. Did you have the actual photo or what?
That was from a
record.
Or
was that just retouching?
That's like a greatest hits.
Now,
no. I know the record.
Yeah, okay.
I have the record.
Yeah, he. Now it's interesting.
Poser.
That yeah, I know.
Right
see
here,
now this
baby.
Is where see now this is why I find it interesting because you know we're not. I mean, I definitely wouldn't call him a poser, Spliffington. No. And I don't think I am personally. I mean, we've all been into Ninja Man for a long time. It's interesting that Supreme would put out a shirt. It's interesting that you're creatively directing that release. Why is it that Spliffington's in your mind when you made this? Obviously, because he likes fucking Ninja Man. But how did it come about in Supreme that you would put this shirt out is my interest.
It's a powerful image.
It's powerful.
He's got guns on his gold teeth.
Guns on his gold teeth.
Yeah.
The text is amazing. Just from a design perspective, it's like perfect. So
I think Tony
and everyone loves dancehall.
Yeah, well, do they? Yeah.
Not everyone.
I mean, people will be like, turn dancehall.
No, you know what? People like the idea of dance hall.
Right.
Like how they like wearing Judas Priest t-shirts they've never even heard.
Or like Anthrax. Okay.
Or whatever, you know what I mean?
Well, a big part of what I enjoy doing at my day job, in my life in general, discussing with people is, you know, putting people on. Because you want to educate the masses. Yeah. And a lot of people want to sort of hold back, like, oh, this is special to me. You know, I'm the only one that knows about this thing.
Yeah. Feeling like you're the only one who knows about
it. Yeah, and I'm of the mindset, like, I like to get deep into shit.
Word.
Trust me.
Word the fuck.
But at the same time, I'm also of the mindset where it's like, in any genre, there's, like, the pillars, you know? And if you don't know about the pillars... then you might as well not know anything about that whole genre in the first place. Because if you're coming, you know, you have to be introduced to anything from, you know, a point A to point B in a linear kind of progressive sort of way. But
yeah, for sure.
Let's say, I mean, dancehall thing is reggae. It's part of the streets, you know.
Yeah.
So if you know, it's part of New York City culture as much as, you know, England.
Well, actually, when I was looking up
London, you know,
when I looked up
Jamaica,
the hashtag, it was blowing up in Japan. I have all these photos of these Japanese guys buying every version of the shirt and folding them in such a way so they can have them side by side.
Well, a distinct memory of
this
mine.
This shirt right here?
This one, yeah.
Hey, can I ask a question?
No, because Ninja's really big in Japan. He's huge in Japan.
One thing I do want to touch on, I remember, in speaking of you saying in Japan, and I love Japan, great place. They really
begin.
Take it.
Oh,
to the next level.
Lucky motherfucker, you've been
there. They're great. You know, the whole country is... I've only been to Tokyo, but the whole country is amazing.
Yeah.
But I remember you telling me, because you have one of the most, like...
Yep.
Perfect minds for reggae dance. Like, you're obsessive. Like, it's incredible.
Yeah, he's a beautiful mind.
Yeah.
Of reggae.
Oh,
yeah.
We're so lucky.
Beautiful mind, exactly.
We're so lucky.
So you're like, dude, I've been trying to get this... You know, 45 of that. They, like, these guys keep just, like, swooping in, they're jiving up the prices. You know? Like,
no, the Japanese, they used to go to Jamaica and just buy everything.
Yeah.
And then they take it to Japan, and then they sell it back to you for a decent price. The problem is that the shipping is just as much as the record. Oh,
yeah, well.
And more.
They just want to have it.
Hey, let me ask you something, and you don't have to answer it if you don't want to. But when you and your employers put out a t-shirt, what quantities are we talking? Like millions of shirts?
Being supreme, right?
Definitely not.
Definitely not millions.
No, like not that many.
Not that many, right?
Not a ton.
So like.
Below
500 per size. So you don't know in any way. Below 500 a size. 500 large, 500 medium, 500
in
small, 500 XML. Yeah.
I don't work in production necessarily. So
I hate it. Listen, where I work, the production people drive me up a wall.
Yeah.
And I avoid that department.
Yeah, but someone would ask you, how many brochures are you printing out of your fucking cholesterol medicine?
Oh, too many.
You don't fucking know.
The way
I see it, it's like a treat, you know? It's just like a treat, and I feel like it's definitely for everyone.
Right.
It's not supposed to be this, like, exclusive thing.
I feel that way.
That is, like, a, you know... a misconception, I would say, that it's like, oh, limited edition. Misconception.
No.
Make it once, don't make it again. That's limited edition.
I think that's good.
It's not going to, oh, that did really well. Like, make it over and over until no one likes it anymore.
Right.
Like,
I think
it's a treat. You know, this is like a nice, cool thing for people to have. And
I was excited.
I was excited for Spliff, and I was like, "Oh shit!"
He put me on that shit at 7 a.m.
Yeah. And I'll put a disclaimer on this whole show. That was the entire reason I'm here.
Yeah,
because this dude, I haven't talked to him like a year. Like, yo, I want that shirt.
Word.
Yo, and he was like,
for you. I already have one for you.
No, the best part is he was like, because I changed numbers, so he didn't realize it was me. I don't know who is this, but I'm pretty sure it's Jeremy.
Speaking of Jeremy, it's about time for Spliffington. What's going on?
I remember that Spliffington was discussing with me that whole thing, and I was like, wow, like that's crazy how you put someone onto Ninja Man, and then like years later, like something like that happened.
I think your state of mind about it is awesome.
I did know about Ninja Man.
Clearly,
we sort of bonded over a love of reggae and dancehall. But I will say, I do have like in my mind, he's like the. One of the first people in my life that I was like, you are truly obsessive.
You and me both.
And I respect that. And the other thing is, his AOL, his AIM name was Alpon Bail, which is like you can't even download that shit.
Right.
Like you know,
he's
real. That's real.
Spliffington.
I heard he's heavy on the internet. Committed.
He's very heavy. He knew about Alpon Bail before any of us kids knew. But anyway, so there he goes. Okay, well, beautiful. And I have to say, Peter, I really dig your state of mind about it. I kind of feel the same way. Sometimes I get a little bit greedy with like the things I know about that other people that not everyone knows about, and think that because I know about them and other people don't, that I should be the only one. And that's just not the case. Everyone should know about all the cool shit because that'll make people around us more informed and cooler. Peter Paquin is live on Gunwash this evening. We're going to go to Spliffington for just a few minutes and be back. Trice is running away again. He knows it's a break. He wants that mic time. Be back, bro. All right, we'll be right back here on Gunwash with Peter Paquin.
All song boy, we have push up on the chest, man. Remember, man. 14 gun used to run town, man. A one house a gun, we have a shoot people now, man. I like keep push skanking from now till the morning. And I say let love go, we let love stay hard. Some boy where yaga and boogoo boogoo don't come here complain. Pain never know the one. Whoa, 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 whoa. No listen to this. Watch out, man. Me ask no question. Me tell you no boy. Jump and sound where yaga. Me ask him a question again. No. Me tell you no boy, 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 boy. Frying pan where yaga. Me tell you no boy. A zinc pan where yaga. Me tell no boy, 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 uno ina cha. Yeah, me boy. Before you come in on the dance, make sure you got your ignorance back. You tell them, before you come in on the dance, make sure you buy the ignorance back. Because what? Star. Them come for them crucifixion, crucifixion. Some boy you come for your planet. Niggas gonna crucifixion, crucifixion. Some boy you come for your crucifixion. You never go to a bag of sufferation. Like how them do me brother Jesus Christ. You know man, you not get no crown of time to wear. By your head you know man, I make you bleed blood. And can't cross 100 miles long. Nah, near your front of cross. You know man, we gonna lick you with a double it. Make you understand. You think you can't come in a people dance. Come trace a woman and lead the youth them all the way in a pure destruction. All you know about is talking about bagat man and woman sexual business. Not that the youth them not belong. So make a go down in nothing but destruction. You have to leave them up in a right and take them out around. Boy, you have to be up. Fiction, crucifixion. Son, boy, you know what me say. Me ball, boy. How we the jump on your ass.
Now hear this.
A boy talk about him gun talk and lip service. I don't want a man with gun panty turn that gun on his seat. Well, any day me bust my gun all light like a PM tabi. Pain, I don't want to watch a man. This is the new talk, the gun panty talk. This is the new talk, when me gun talk. The new talk, watch a man. Hey! I rinse me gun in a the damn boy head. Clean me gun, I nose on the boy. Never did a guy rinse me gun in a the damn boy head. Clean me gun, I nose on the boy. Never did a guy. Whatever, yeah, I mean, it's like, say, shut attack. When he touch the boy, heart shut attack. And me touch him like a poison dart, shut attack. Me shoot out him, heart shut attack. Them no know, say, me no. Because when them come and go on like them sharp, and I go on like them wicked like dust. Me just tens in corner and mass. Back me gun from me hit me pop off. Me no go pose like a looking glass. Out I eat 3 pieces off. When me came down flat, no go walk, shut attack. I saw the gun shot back, shut attack. Watch on. Me said the gun talk and leave a service sip off. Watch me when the back to me gun and pop off. Said the gun talk and leave a service sip off. Why make me take me, watch on. Because them draw first and then shoot last. I saw them know say I'm me a gun boss. You hear me now when we shoot like this. We have bust out a boy's spinal cord and him hip. We now go talk when we bust with Matic 38. Where we have under the gun, then not take me 38 gun stick the barrel me lick. Hide the gunshot, most cool will bite me dust. Turn the trigger and the barrel little pick. Pin round again and I hit me tag lick. Shut a talk. And he bust the boy hard. Shut a talk. Me now come here picking. Now it's dying time again. I see the DJ them crying. From the Dan Gorgon start to talk the lyrics round the mic. I can tell you by the way the Dan Gorgon is talking. Oh Lord, God knows it's not long before every DJ I gonna lose them life. And the man tell them, guess what? Give me way, me ready, me clean, me gun. Give me way, DJ, before you drop down. Give me way, me nah have no sympathy. Anyone test me, them I go dead and buried. Give me way, on my mercy, me use me cut it. Put it and kill me, granny. Paradise when me come and dance. And me lick you once or twice. Listen me, ladies, I'm not gentleman. We take them, they think me a Satan. Me nah no sympathy for no man. Me give a 80 and 81. 82 no bad dimension. 83 in counteraction. 84 different direction. 85 me left selection. 86 me a right youth man. 87 them here about time man. 88 me right for champion. 89 is like a buckle jam man. When me give it to one me turn up chunk. In the 90s me go tell everyone. Give me way. Ready me clean me gun DJ. Who no be ready no drop on the ground. Give me way. Me not no mercy. Watch it. Pain him in the one. A boy does not remote like when I fool. Yeah, you're a man. Come on, yeah, yeah. Wanna give me pass? Make me shot the boy for so with my big up in my chest like watch it. Wanna give me pass? Make me shot the boy for so with my chest up in motor like him. Well, dangerous. You know me name that trouble and Mr. Vicious. And me shot the wallow man a half and they for so give me pass. Watch it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
it and it's a bad shot. Watch that one. Watch it. Pain them in the one. A boy is a little more like a fool. Yeah.
Bad boy.
Give me pass. Let me shot the boy for so we might pick up him just like it. Watch that. Wanna give me pass. Let me shot the boy for so we might chat up him motor like him. Well, dangerous. You know me name David Trouble and Mr. Vicious. And me shot the whole man half of the bus. So give me pass. Let me shot the boy for him never know the Dan Gargan. Get so vicious. Give me pass. Let me shot the boy first. You don't know me, flip your head back and your head back. We bust the car. You just a go on like say you are ranking. Every day you get up, your badness chucking. Pay looting and shooting. Pay damn robbing. In my community, you're terrorizing. Right about no middle no skin. Teasing in it. Never could work one bag of bleaching. People with cutlass, me I tell you something. Me have a 12 boy shot gun. I put a one bag man thing. Me don't need gun. Me bust shot that thing. Me say, all me have to do, me have a nail and thing. And light some fire. Man a bow and thing. And lick the gun shot and it bound to kill him. So give me pass. Make me shot the boy. But him just a go on like say that him a wealthy.
Before the cock crow once, man, people dead. My gun grumble and bend like bamboo. Come to kill people and come back and don't guys. Me ninja man, why me say you no listen to radio? Simple something. Mmm, man. Mmm, peanut man. Jamming your young boy, you hold me. Hold up, brother. Gonna hold me like you hold a M16. Put your finger on the trigger. Murder the nigga them, the nigga them. Before the cock crow once, man, people dead. My gun grumble and bend like bamboo. Come to kill people and come back and don't guys. Me ninja man, why me say you no listen to radio? Simple something. Man. Hold me like you hold a M16. Put your finger on the trigger. Murder the nigga them, the nigga them. Right, you know when you murder. Whether mother or father, man as long as I'm farmer. Feel like it be NPNPN. That I'm a man who that 18, 19, 21, 10. You're not gonna see that again. If I meant to me gun, people don't talk at all. Mother dead, father dead, baby and all. Wicked in the flesh and me bad to the skin. Kill 52 man and gun, I'm Jim Billin. Wicked in the flesh and me bad, yeah, I'm a friend. Mama dead, father dead, baby
dead. Yeah. Well, how appropriate, playing Ninja Man on a night where we're talking about the Ninja Man shirt.
Hey. Roberto should make a Ninja Man pizza.
You got your pizza,
yo,
right?
What would be on the Ninja Man pizza?
What would be on
Jeremy.
The Ninja Man pizza?
Throwing stars. Instead of pepperoni.
Something that doesn't go down very well. We're talking indigestion to the max.
Bullets.
Exactly.
Just bullets, yeah. That's,
just bullet pizza.
That's good.
Glass pizza, bullet pizza.
Hey. That's my Instagram thing. Name.
Yeah. Well,
my other Instagram name. I have like another altered thing going on. That's what I think I learned too from picking up the graffiti.
You know, it's interesting.
Gotta have a subtle Instagram.
Yeah,
you're eating. Well,
I
yours.
Have the one, but,
well, yeah. Yours is not. I mean, I wouldn't. I don't know if the word I would use is subtle. I mean, your Instagram is Pete's a party. Pete's underscore a underscore party.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Well, you have a pizza now, so you must like pizza. It's more like a name thing.
It's the perfect food.
Yeah.
It's a name thing.
Yeah.
Something that struck me like a bolt of lightning in my childhood. I was like, one day I will have a website
called Pete's.
Isn't that your DJ name?
It is my DJ. And then I was like, oh, DJ name.
Where are you spinning these days?
Not really.
Well,
my homies opened a bar called King Tai. Shout out to King Tai.
In
Crown Heights, but it's more of a casual thing.
Okay.
You know, I'm more of a DJ at large.
Okay.
It's more of a, you know, not a real DJ in the traditional sense.
You're not a selector?
Slanging.
Hey, you're like me.
Vinyls.
We don't. No,
slanging them.
We love you.
Deep slabs around.
All right.
Deep cuts.
Jeremy loves vinyl.
I want to just play
records.
I want to play good shit that you're not necessarily going to hear, but that's not like, oh, I'm so like heady. You know, it's like, I want it to be like a visceral experience where you're like, oh my God, I can't not dance right now.
Yeah, I did. Hey, listen, I think your point of view on things aesthetically, I think are, at least for me, are on point, right up my alley. I'm interested, actually. You know, this is interesting. Well, you don't got to thank me. I'm not anything. But, you know, it's interesting. I wanted to say.
We're all something.
Indeed we are.
We're all big apes.
And such to my point. You may not find this interesting, Peter, but I want, just because I'd like my listeners to understand, because they're from all over the place, our listeners, rather, excuse me, why Why did what is Supreme? Why is Supreme important? I'm asking you as if I don't know. Why is Supreme important?
Because
it kind of is in a way. I mean, it is important in a way.
Because it's always good, and there's not a lot of good stuff out there.
But why is it always good? That this is a point of contention. You understand? Because there's, you know, a million stores out there, and right, a Supreme was there before all of them, and we all get that, and it's part of a larger collective of things that are important. Skate in the 90s in New York, very important. Graffiti in the 90s in New York, very important, very nice. But why is it? And I have my own opinions on it, but for the listener, why is it that Supreme is the most important store? It's like the most important store, but why is it the most important store? It doesn't have, like, robots. It doesn't have, like, projections. It doesn't have, like, dumb, over-the-top shit. But why is it so important?
I would say there's almost never anything that's bad. To me, and I don't necessarily...
I'm not saying you co-sign everything they do or anything like that.
I don't speak for the brand. I don't...
Understood. Understood. 100%.
I don't necessarily even want to speak for the brand, but for me, as inside, outside kind of thing, I would say if I was a young kid right now, it's like, where would I... It's someone that, you know, wants to look good, wants to be cool. Like, you walk around the streets these days. We all live in New York City, obviously.
Sure.
You know, I'm not, like, wild in the streets anymore. I'm 35 years old. I'm not. But I still, you know, I'm out there.
Sure.
I've done my thing, etc. Like, and I travel, you know. I've been around, like... People look normal as fuck right now. Like, everyone looks normal.
Explain to me what you mean.
We are, you know, with globalization, you know, whatever, that's like a buzzword from the fucking 2001 or whatever.
Sure.
That's an old buzzword. Like, but that happened. Like, the world is converging. Like, culture does not live in isolation anymore. Everyone knows everything. Everyone has access to everything.
Mostly.
In a way, you know, you can pick and choose.
Sure.
Most people just, you know, look at porn and, like, whatever few websites they look at.
I look at porn and
day.
Supreme.
You know, yeah. Like, whatever their interests are, but, you know.
At the same time.
Yeah.
That, like, if we're
back and
speaking
forth.
About clothing and just, like, generally people's appearance, like, one thing that was always cool about New York was people went... kind of extreme, or they were just like, they cared about how they looked, you know, the general appearance was like, oh shit, you know,
sure.
You walk down the street, hot
absolutely.
Girl, oh, that guy's weird, oh, look at that hair, you know, it's like,
great.
Oh, what a freak, oh my god, like, that's like
yeah,
art, that guy is like,
wait, that guy is the most of this,
yeah,
or the most
yeah.
of that, or,
so,
like, you'll see some freaks.
You know, so, I, in a way, like,
he's going but the trice is
yeah,
shouting
no,
out
they're all converging in Bushwick, for sure.
Yeah, but, well, listen,
but,
hey.
You know, in what way, I don't know, but, I would say it's because it's very much picking things that are good and sort of like handing them to you. Like, do you want to go to Polo? Where are you going to shop? You know, are you going to shop at Macy's? Are you going to shop at, you know, I'm not even going to like out like different
sure, call
like
them,
brands
whatever.
Or anything because honestly don't really pay that specific
right.
attention. But if I was like literally... a 17-year-old kid, and I'm not like thrifting. You know,
sure.
when I was 17, I was like buying thrift store clothes and
sure.
like putting it together. And that's sort of what we do. We was like, here you go. You know, like
right.
here's
yeah.
like a cool
there
look. And if people like hate on that, they're like, oh yeah, that's like sort of like a great artist. It's like, well, there is a lot of thought and design that does go into that. It's like. You know, shit that's not available that wasn't done before. It's a spin on thing. You know, it could be brand new. It could
sure.
be a flip. It could be any number of things. But I don't. You know, I don't know why it's the best. I think it's very very good. And if there was like 1,500 other things out there that were very very good on the same level, it wouldn't be the best
right.
necessarily. It would be. One of many great things that we have available, but unfortunately, because of this sort of, you know, living in this time where, you know, people say it's like the end of history or whatever.
Kind
like, there
it.
Isn't, I mean, like,
in my
new,
opinion,
there isn't necessarily, like, new shit coming out, but...
Well, Pete, check this out.
I would say...
A buddy of mine, he bought a sleeping bag a few months ago or
yeah.
something like that,
yeah.
And you know, maybe to answer your question a little bit, why? I don't know why it's the best. I totally stumped myself. But I think sometimes they provide weird stuff like a sleeping bag that's mad random or like
it's smart, but you're kind of like, I gotta have that, you know?
I dig the smartness.
It's like
of
the
it.
Same thing though that happens at Roberta's, right? Like,
well,
Robert,
I don't know if I agree.
Pizza.
Yeah, I mean,
no, but
yeah.
it's not even pizza. Roberta's
pizza
can
crack.
Sling you like a fucking octopus,
yeah, right.
like whatever, you know.
It's
and you're gonna,
to
you're
be,
gonna,
it's
be like,
known to be good,
right? It's Roberta's, so it's gonna be good.
You know,
but it has to stay good,
right?
Or
well,
people aren't gonna like it,
and that's a big problem because and that's a big reason why a lot of these
how
people
long has Supreme
come out
been
here,
around?
Oh, 94, motherfucker, yo,
right.
This is real talk. If you're into that kind of shit, as I see in my side view, Splivington wiping off his Wallies. You know, earlier in the show.
Anyhow, again, not the spokesperson.
No. We know that you. I understand. Let me tell you something. So I'm really into outdoor sports, right? And at one point in my graphics career, I was a creative director from North America at Piaggio, Aprilia, Moto Guzzi, Vespa, all that shit.
Right.
And I said, "Oh,
damn, son,
oh.
you're famous."
I said, "Oh, wow, thank God, wow, for the first time, I'm doing graphics and I'm into it." And da 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 da. And then at the end of the day, I was sitting there saying, "I don't really speak for that company or that grouping or anything like that," but. Earlier in the show, you did make a comment. You said, if you don't know about a pillar of a genre, then you probably shouldn't know about the genre, a.k.a.
Or he's trying to put people on. He said he's putting people on.
Or get to know about the genre. I mean, or get to know about the pillar of the genre.
If you don't know, better ask somebody.
You better ask somebody. And in the real world, like really, really, really... Supreme is a pillar of the New York skate world, and actually it's a pillar of the world skate world. But when I was a kid in New Jersey, we had Shorties. We didn't have Supreme. You can get Supreme anywhere in Jersey. This was, you know, this was before
hey man,
the globalization.
Shorties
is tight. Fulfill the dream. Fucking I love that shit, bro. Hey,
great
listen
video.
Man, I love that shit. But yeah, they had the glow in the dark cassette. Yeah, man,
I'm switching gears.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh yeah, flip
Jack
it,
run
bro.
That clip.
Run that clip, Jack.
Run that clip, John.
Run that clip,
run
bitch.
Run that clip.
Not bitch. You're not a bitch. Sorry. Sorry.
I wish you guys could see what was being drawn
world,
right now.
Oh.
Remember, it's not over the bridge, it's down the river.
Hey, I'm Bonus Brad. Nice to meet you guys. Hey, why don't you come a little closer? Suck my fucking dick.
Yo.
Come on.
This is...
I have every disease and affliction known to mankind and then some. Anyone or anything that comes into contact with me dies a slow and horrible death. Oh, look, a kitty.
Directed by Peter.
Oh, okay. What's that? That was
Peter's last cartoon.
Oh, you do a little animation. I know you said you quit animation, but I think you do.
That
some.
Was the last animated short I ever
year,
worked on.
Year,
I did direct that one.
Year?
I did direct
year?
You did direct
one.
It.
What was the year?
It got me fired. I
well,
think from, well, also.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Also
you worked with Jeremy at JWT, right? Oh, yeah.
So. Peter, I think it's because you came in at 2 p.m. every day.
Yeah,
you mentioned.
I was going through a rough time.
You mentioned,
no, doubt. I think.
You mentioned when you first got here that you got.
That might have also been the reason.
Well, you know, you mentioned when you first walked in that you got in early today because you were trying to change something in your life. Does that mean you don't show up on time to things?
Oh,
this
been
is
on
a long
time,
time ago.
Time.
Yeah.
You've been on time. All right, a long time ago, maybe you weren't.
But
on time.
I find that, you know, on time isn't always necessarily good enough.
No, hey, listen, I'm
you
not.
You got to be fashionably late, of course.
Well, it depends on the, you know.
So you should. So basically, the joke is you showed up late when you worked with Jeremy at JWT like 10 years ago.
Yeah, but yeah. That was my directorial debut.
We were literally doing anything we wanted to,
right?
Yeah. And they were like, "Okay, guys, we're going to pay you to do whatever the hell you
what
want."
What account were you guys?
And then so when we did whatever the hell we wanted, they were like, well, you can't."
This
account-
was
no.
early viral. They're like, "There make was us no account viral videos."
Oh, is that the urban sprawl shit? Oh,
no, yeah. This was like right after. This was we made a couple of those. Let's make some more.
Yo, Jack, you don't even know, dude. Germs was like on some like.
This is when YouTube first came out, and they didn't know what YouTube was.
Yeah, you didn't know how to use YouTube.
We could have had millions of hits.
Yo, and you know why we didn't? It's because.
Why?
You remember when I went to them and I was like, guys, you know that like you don't get hits. Just by putting a video up.
Wow.
Like, you gotta
was that on a Wednesday morning?
You gotta go get an aggregator or something. Someone's gonna like make more hits happen. They were like, no. It's not,
listen,
not how we're doing it.
People that you're like,
and then
our,
you go in the computer room, and it's like on Mad Men, it's like an entire room. And just,
You know, it's interesting. It's like,
there's
it's
like spinning wheels. And
Peter,
shit.
It's like you said, Splivington is a true, I don't know what you said, but he's got a, there's some fucking,
he's a renaissance.
Yeah, some fucking,
he's a beautiful mind. That's what we're
speaking of which, it's about time, brother.
Is it? Is it really?
Yeah, it's 9:44.
He wants to hang
baby.
Out. It's the complaint corner now, I guess.
Well, we have plenty of time for that.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's do a quick complaint corner.
Oh, yeah. All right. Ooh. Fair enough.
How we feel about that?
I mean, listen, we can always complain about something.
I got complaints.
All right. Jeremy's complaint corner.
I got mad complaints, yo.
What do you got? What do you got?
Motherfuckers, stop ignoring me when I know you're fucking see my shit.
Oh, well, I'm not. I know that I'm not guilty. That. I know
that's
that I'm
abstract.
Not
I don't even know. What
I know.
What
does that
about.
Mean? No, that goes for clients, friends.
They're dead.
Chicks.
They're dead.
Anybody
killed?
Like, what are you doing?
Dude, I always text you back, dude. What are you saying?
I'm not talking about you.
Secret messages throughout the.
Jeremy, you ever ignore anybody?
Yeah, he ignores me all the fucking time.
Actually, you have to text me first.
I take that back.
For
I
me
take
to ignore you.
Fair enough. I take that back. No. I text Jeremy. I take that back. Jeremy don't ignore me.
No, I don't ignore. I don't ignore people.
It's true, you don't.
You want to hear my complaint?
I hit people up right away. In fact, I hit him up too fast.
Right away.
And they're like, think I have nothing to do.
You want to know what's interesting?
It's not that I have nothing to do. It's that I value the communication.
You ever?
For sure.
You ever ask a question? Let me ask a question.
Everybody else, go fuck yourself.
You ever like send a text to someone and you're like, yeah, he'll get back to me whenever, and then they like, and then like you get
only drug dealers.
You get the message back too fast, and you're like, fuck, I didn't expect him to text me back so
never,
fast.
Never. I always have. I'm ready to talk.
All right. Good.
Well, I wouldn't engage if I wasn't ready to talk.
You know what happened to me the other day? Yeah, I was about to text someone.
And then GTFOH.
As soon as I'm texting someone. Hold on. Listen.
SMD.
You see, I can't even talk with Jeremy laughing.
Listen to Mondo.
I was texting someone the other day, and as I'm about to like say, hey, what's up? I see them, the little bubbles thing typing.
Ellipses.
Up. Oh, shit. They were going to text me at the same time.
Same time.
I see motherfuckers. I text people, and they're like, and then I see the bubble come up.
And then it goes away.
And then nothing happens.
Right?
Oh, that's the worst.
And
that's
then
the
I
worst.
Hear shit for 2 days.
Yeah, it's like you changed
like,
your mind.
Fuck you.
It's hard to be a good person.
They just typed the letter A, and there's left
nah,
it.
They, yeah. I don't know. They probably just typed in like the sad emoji or something.
Yeah, man.
Or Facebook does the shit where it says seen all the time, and then you know they saw that shit.
I know.
Ooh, I always worry about... See, I'm the guy that doesn't... that. Not ignoring, but I see it. I'm like, oh, definitely.
You'll get to it.
Hey. If you come back 24 hours later, you can come back 36 hours later and be like, oh, yo, I was really busy.
Exactly. I was going
I
through some
follow
shit.
Up.
Let me back.
Yeah.
Let's just follow up. That's all we want.
I was in Niagara Falls. I was in Niagara Falls. My bad. Yo, I just got. I'm always like, I just got back into town.
Oh, yeah.
Work is crazy.
Work is crazy. Work is crazy, my ass.
Yo, work is crazy, man.
You freelance, bro. Come on.
Yeah.
Work. You know what? Work gets crazy.
Yo, by the way, and
for
I
other
wanna
reasons.
Just, yeah, I'm on that note. When I say
I was just in the ocean,
floating.
Yeah, I wish
I'm in the ocean floating. All right, Spliff, let's play some music. I want to hear some Badman tune.
Really?
Yeah. All right. Well,
can
you
I say?
Have to.
Can I make?
You can do whatever you want,
can
man.
Can I do one? What was it? Complaint corner.
You can do whatever the fuck you want. Go ahead, man. It's you.
Can people stop walking while reading a book?
Oh, man.
I'm seriously.
I never heard that.
Serious.
Before.
You walking around reading a book, like getting off the train, like it's that compelling you can't close your book and like walk in like a straight line.
Does the same apply for phones?
walking and reading.
No, because that happens a lot. Like, you have a phone, so you don't have to read a book in the street anymore. Yeah, like, you
know.
Right.
No, but it's like in the winter, it's like snowing out.
Oh,
like,
yeah, those are just annoying people that don't, it's that crazy. Don't have to be alive. It's, yeah, like, that's funny.
Literally. But I saw a lot weirdly, like,
those are just dysfunctional people that don't need to be here. Listen, well, Peter Paquin is live on Gunwatch.
Very random.
Happy to have him, and lots of things talking about. Trice has just joined us again. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. Spliffington's about to play music. You know, we're on Gunwash. The number here is 718-497-2128. Shouts to Pierre.
Shouts to Armando.
Shouts to Armando. Yeah. We got the Mondo segment coming back. Yeah, Pierre. Not the Pierre you know. Different Pierre.
I know both Pierres.
You know both Pierres. They're both coming back soon, baby.
Yo, what's up? It's Russ Barone from Cult Crew. Listening to Gunwash Radio.
That means forward. You requested it, so we rewind.
Check it out. Where the ladies at? Yeah. Where the ladies at? Yeah. Where the ladies at? Where the ladies at? Where the ladies at? Check it out. Where the ladies at? Where the ladies at? Where the ladies at? Yeah. Where the ladies at? Where the ladies at?
Hey girl, me a boy. Life for me just get let down than G. No pussy on the line, I'm for the head. Hey girl, me a boy. Life for me just get let down than G. No pussy on the line, I'm for the head. Cocky and go boom, you like a wall nail. Two shot of sweet vibes in a couple blue wheel. Blue wheel bustin' on me head like gun. Position to the right and the devil not feel. Yalla, yalla, inhale and exhale. She say me cocky to the field, put it past seal. Got it up, it's the body where you get turn it front way, turn it front back. She say me beat up the pussy can't sell. Baby, I know me. Like two right, get it. When you're done and I go be at my girl, watch your step. I keep off the shot, make your slide.
pussy vibe. I love the style, I love the way you whine. I do the fuck my mind, you give me a friend of mine. Cock up your foot like Joseph and the like. I listen on the love song.
Hey, girl, me a boy. Life for me just get let up than jail. Your pussy a the lie and me body get feel. Cocky a go boy, you like a wall meal. Two shot of sweet vibes in a couple blue wheel. Blue wheel busting on me head like gun. Position to the right and the devil not feel. Yalla, yalla, inhale and exhale. She say me cocky good if me a put it for seal.
Cock it up with the body where you get turn it from way, turn it from back. She say me beat, beat up the pussy can't sell. Baby, I know me do you die.
Them feeling for we only up to the time round to the hour. They ain't got girls like mine. The girl go so it's sweet to the belly, squeeze up the breast like jelly. Don't Shelly, she sing like Kelly. She know I no man, no man like R. Kelly. The girl run when Ellie or assassin R. Ellie. So she call me Pamiselli. She say her man will dead like Machiavelli. The girl go so. When he force it in a hall, make she play from the bed, go straight na that car. And that he needs me go for yard, make she feel like the sun when she have a no fear. She say, yeah, all is fear, bring love and war. Warrior angel loving me, bring cut and scar. But she love me anyway, anyway.
Hey, Omanda.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
I got a new theme song for you.
I was hoping you did.
Yeah.
I know you hate that shit.
You know what's so funny? I was going to do something more different. I'm not going to hate it. I was going to like it this week.
Yeah, I like that.
Your head up.
Well, I'm going to give you this song instead.
What is it?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what's so funny? Because when we were in Bonnaroo, this is a good song for the Mondo. But it's so crazy. I said this a long time ago. We should start playing songs that I think I kind of like for the moment. But then, obviously, Jack said no.
Well, Jack warms up.
Look what I did this week. You got Mobb Deep.
You got a Mobb Deep song that I got to recite when we were in Tennessee a few weeks ago, and I lost my voice.
Yeah. Mobb Deep is some deserted island shit,
I
you know? It's like save like shit probably that you thought was whack 10 years ago when it came out and now it sounds good. That type of thing. You know, like you can like rediscover new Mobb Deep stuff.
That's why did you listen, their B-sides are fire. Did you listen to Mobb Deep back in the day? In those days, I mean?
Oh yeah. I mean, my whole shit was like, you know, I liked the underground or whatever too, but when everyone loved like underground rap, I was like, I actually love like
Jay-Z.
Yeah. Like shit that like you know, that's commercial. I was like, no, that's actually the shit. It's like perfect music.
Dipset.
Yeah,
like, yeah, exactly.
Like when there was only mixtapes, everyone was caller like, "What's this shit?"
Before
and
I,
then now everyone. Loves
hey, caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? You're on with Peter Paquin.
Hello.
Hey.
Who this?
How's it going?
Oh, it's going.
What's
just
going
fine.
On, buddy?
What did you like to
You're
say?
You're interrupting the Mondo segment, though.
I can't hear you very well, but I just wanted to call and say I'm a big fan, and I wanted to ask Cliffington what his favorite type of sandwich was because I'll make it for him. I'm here down in Florida, and anytime you guys want to come visit, you're welcome to.
Oh, well, that's very
what
sweet.
What part of Florida?
Splivington, we want to know.
Is this crispy?
What part of Florida?
Who is this?
What?
Who is this?
My name is Ralph.
Oh, what up, Ralph?
I've never met you guys before. I just listened to the. Anna Paquin is my sister, who played Rogue in the X-Men movies.
Sick, bro. I love that girl.
What part of Florida?
She's your sister?
Wait, start Hello? Over. You said your sister's Anna Paquin?
Yeah, man. What's good with your sister, man? She could come through.
The Phillies, son.
I think she's actually in New York right now, son. But I don't know if she knows about the Heritage Radio show.
Ah, damn, that's a bummer. But, yo, you're really...
You're a
really,
homeboy. Make me a Philly cheesesteak.
Hello?
You're really... That's Splivington. Yeah,
I don't have very good service here.
Splivington saying his sandwich.
What's Splivington's favorite sandwich? I'll tell Anna to send him one.
I want a Philly cheesesteak.
Not that big, right? If she's shooting there, then she's probably close to you guys.
Sick. Just bring her... Have her bring me a Philly cheese.
Hey, she's not really your sister, is she?
No, Philly cheese. Philly cheese. Philly cheese.
Hey, arriba, I know who this is. Joke's on you.
Did you guys ever see my sister in that movie, The Pianist?
Yeah, she was way hot. I wanted to smash that up, kid.
I thought it
was...
Nah, I never saw that.
Yo, I never seen that movie.
Nah.
I never seen... Hold
Damn,
on.
Damn, I'm frustrated that we couldn't get fucking Jeremy's favorite sandwich out there.
I know.
It was like
a Philly cheesesteak.
I don't like that.
I think I found out who that was.
I know what we're talking about.
All right, everybody calm down. It's the Mondo
I was
going to
say that Jeremy's favorite sandwich is ass burgers.
Yeah, motherfucker!
I
like that.
I wondered who that was, and I'm listening, and I'm listening, and I'm listening, and I'm listening.
Yeah?
And then I think I found out who that was.
Who was it?
And I don't want to, you know... Just so, you know, make Jack grunt for a little bit, but he was a past guest.
Uh-oh.
Earlier in
We know the, about how Jack feels about past guests.
Yeah, he doesn't like past him. Guests. But it was a good
it was
one.
Max Landis.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. I hope it was, but it wasn't.
All right.
But, you know, Pete, I wonder, you're a few years older than me, I guess, and... We had a guess a similar interest at you know one point in our lives.
Yeah, in an oblique way,
right?
Hey.
I think it's kind of fascinating that like people that don't know each other would get you know would collect with each other in a way that like
listen, it happens.
Like you know, like okay, that's bugged out. Long story short, any crazy stories? Because I know I have a bunch. That I don't even know where to start from.
Wow.
But, like, I would want...
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. Oh,
hey, Kelly, what would you... Kelly, hey, Kelly, how you doing? What's your name? And we know your name.
And what's your favorite sandwich?
What's your favorite sandwich, Kelly?
Sandwich?
Yeah.
I just learned about this pepper sandwich that's in this neighborhood that I'm living in for the time being.
Pepper sandwich?
I'm calling
the
for
fuck is a pepper sandwich?
Reasons.
You know her. She's out of control.
One, I'm very happy I didn't come today.
All
right. Because it's raining, right?
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's pouring.
Yeah, who likes rain?
Jews terrible. Don't like the rain.
And we're coming. I also wanted to tell...
Other than plants.
All of your fans, because believe it or not, I do have a fan base among Gunwash fans.
That's
There's
true.
Like about a handful of Gunwash fans that
maybe
continue
hands.
To email me and say, yeah. When am I going to be back on the show?
Francesca, maybe.
So just wanted to let everyone know that
hey, we
stay
want
tuned you. For next week.
Hey, yeah, Kelly, can I ask you
I'll
something?
Be there.
Kelly,
she's planning the show
she
now.
She just called the plug herself?
Pull the plug. Pull the plug on that plug.
She was like, download my mixtape. It's out next week.
I just want to let you know.
You like rap music?
Yeah.
I was going to ask her if there was graffiti in her neighborhood.
DJ El Cortez.
I think they went over all that graffiti in her neighborhood.
That
Kelly
sucks.
Kelly Hirschman's like, hey, I just want to let you know. I'll be on the show next week. Anyway.
That's a funny way to invite herself on the show, like, don't you think?
Whatever. Anyway, so what were we talking about? It was
important. Yeah, a funny
story. Do you want to? You want me to tell a story?
Well, you know I, it's kind of fun.
We need stories,
I feel sometimes a higher power wanted me to like do what I do. So I would like to hear as a fellow person that I feel, because I put in.
It's good fitting shirt.
I don't know. I don't like to. You know, my friends did like a lot of yours drops, but I used to write yours. I don't know if you ever seen that around.
Yeah,
but, like,
sure.
A lot
this
of
man just exposed himself on national radio.
Oh, thank God! Call the police.
Whatever, dude.
But like Jack,
he's my hero though, real talk.
Jack, you know, has drops with her, but I would like to hear a story from someone, because I remember at one point in my life I was like on lockdown and I couldn't even like go outside, and I and my dad bought me that book and I was like sick, you know, and I was like, oh shit,
it's crazy to have. We I don't think we've ever had.
Honestly, a lot of like writers that have gotten locked up, that was like a
no,
book
not
that they got sent to them,
no,
or
no,
like
my
in general,
dad was really, you know, highly trying to have super supervision.
Oh,
I mean,
lockdown in your house.
I couldn't go outside. Okay. Like, yo, right, you guys got to chill. You can't go outside because
that's
I was
why getting, he had to hurry home.
Yeah, that's the that's
there
the
wasn't
joke.
House arrest.
Wait, can I ask a quick? Can I ask a very quick question? If you were, let's say, at Rikers Island, and that book came in the mail, would they let you have it?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, for sure.
Right. Or maybe not Rikers, but upstate.
Yeah,
my
like
I
real prison.
I seen
well,
someone
I mean
with
that
the
book specifically because it's about graph. I mean, like.
It's funny that this Mobb Deep song comes up, because one time I was in Rikers Island and I seen someone with the Mobb with the Prodigy book in jail.
Was it on?
Is that,
probably,
that's the crazy shit,
he probably
shit,
had
right?
it with him in there.
Is that know? The crazy shit where he said like all these conspiracies and
it's
stuff?
It's like the most recent one, yeah.
But
yeah.
he
you know what they didn't have?
He narrates it.
The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People.
Or on tape.
Wait, there's an audiobook of it?
On iTunes,
yeah.
Stop.
Remember when he
he narrates
remember
it.
When him and
it's
Saigon
amazing.
Got in a fight at the club?
Remember when I was trying to ask this grown-ass man about a fucking story?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, should I tell you about my first graffiti story?
Yep, go ahead.
Maybe the first story?
Please.
Okay, so as a young toy, and as a tween, as a young tween toy, I decided, there was this girl, you know, I grew up in Boston, she was Irish, obviously, so.
She must have been hot.
Kind of hot. She had like one of those snaggle tooth things that's like big in Japan.
That's probably
what?
A good
look.
Hot imperfections.
Yeah, but.
I like that.
So anyway, so she was like, yo, come out and like drink with us, with this other kid that lived in my neighborhood that
was
like
16 or 17?
Younger, but he was already like huge, he was like a huge fuck up. Like, I would see him trying to like rack at the store and like all, like, but just always getting in trouble. And like, I was kind of like, man, you gotta tighten it up, man.
Be a wise man.
Already at like 13 and he was like 12. I was like, dude, you gotta like get your shit together. So we went to, you know, obviously the only place you can. He was like, or I think we were drinking at his house first. You know, he was like very young. I was like, damn, we can just drink at your house?
That's
like,
dope.
When I was like 13, he was like,
I met
12,
people like
literally.
That. That's why I it was
he was 12?
Yeah, I was like a year older than, wow. but you know, a year different. I was in high school. I was a freshman. He was in eighth grade.
Yeah.
And so we like got kind of nice, and he's like, I got paint. Let's go paint. And so we literally like walked out of his house, went to the park across the street, and there was like a train spot. I was like, oh yeah, this is gonna be a boom spot, you know. If you can see it from the train, it's like right near the high school.
Wait, is the train like the T?
Green line.
Okay.
Oh shit, those are the old ones that flop around.
So he had black and blue, literally like Krylon flat black and royal blue.
Ooh.
Or true blue, sorry, excuse me, true blue.
It was like Rust-Oleum,
which is
Krylon,
a very extremely toy color combo.
Why is that a toy color?
Because they're all dark colors.
Kind of, you know, but if you're like,
you don't want,
if you're good,
pop.
You do some like low contrast shit. It's
yeah,
like,
word.
Oh, subtle.
Yeah,
know?
Word.
But you know, train line spot, you want it. Anyway.
You want what?
This is consequential because this was all very, like, every aspect of this was toys. So if there's any toys out there listening,
listen hard.
Yeah, because we all got to start somewhere.
Shout out to Azel.
Yo.
Wow.
So I did my thing. So I was writing Lirth at the time, which was very unique. I was like,
that's not that toy.
It didn't mean anything. I was like, this is one of these names that doesn't mean anything. I just like the letters or something. But anyhow, did it. And then threw all the cans over the wall and then left, went back to this kid's house, and he was like, oh, like, you know, let's drink some more or, like, smoke weed or whatever. And then all of a sudden the police were, like, knocking on the door. I was like, what the fuck? How the fuck do these guys know where you live? They're like, he's like, I got a warrant. I'm like, you're 12. What the fuck? How do you
got a warrant?
He was, like, the bad kid or whatever.
Hey, on the line, who is this? Jack, who's on the phone?
It's the wind.
I didn't introduce anybody.
Hey, it's the ghost of Graffiti Past.
Hey, yo.
Yo, let me. I got an important question.
Hi.
What you like better? Do you like chicken parmesan or lasagna better?
Well, that's a valid question. That's what do you like better, chicken parmesan or lasagna?
Who's that goes to pee or
to
me?
That depends.
Lasagna.
Fair enough. There you go. Lasagna.
So my dumb wife made stuffed shells tonight. I hate that.
Oh, you don't like stuffed shells?
No.
I feel sorry for you.
Yo, give me a big ZD.
Hey, yo, big ZD, how you feel about ricotta cheese?
How you feel about strawberry kiwi big ZD?
Yo, strawberry kiwi.
We're trying with the call. I'm trying to be more reactive with the call.
Max, thanks for nothing.
I'm trying.
Anyhow.
How did
the, so,
how
all right,
they
big
know?
Finish to this story.
How did
big
they know?
Finish.
The fingerprints?
This is not like
I was thinking that.
Not a very engaging story, but I'm trying to give the details. So, like, I'm like, he's like, shit, it's the cops. I'm like, trying to scrub the paint off my finger.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, they know. And they're like, oh, come to the door. So then is it like his parents like make us go up to the door? I like keep one hand behind my back the whole time.
What
somehow.
A weirdo. Why are you doing that?
Because I had paint all
right,
over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, but it's obvious. Like,
but they didn't really notice it, and they're like, you clearly did this. And the whole time I was like,
why though?
How
why
did
clearly?
They know? How did they know?
Yeah.
And then the next day I went back to school, and the security guard that worked at my school
saw you guys.
Lived at like where I was throwing the cans, literally behind the wall I was painting.
Oh my god!
He's like, you have a problem.
Oh,
he's like,
you
need, you have an addiction.
Yeah.
He's like, you
like
need
sex.
To go to rehab for graffiti. I was like, I'm 13 years old.
Right,
how the fuck could I be addicted to anything?
Right.
Other than sex.
How?
Or masturbating at that time.
I know we get sex addict early on.
What,
yeah.
What made you want to like...
Full circle. Addiction is a problem.
Yeah.
But Pete,
you know, the early warning signs.
But check this out though. All jokes aside.
Did he notice?
It hit the window and it broke.
I literally was throwing the cans at the security guard from my high school's house at like 1 a.m. Oh,
man. He should
and I had
up,
to
though.
Go back and paint. Oh, they're like,
you like to paint? Paint this.
Yeah. So they dropped me, you know, they're like, drop me off at my mom's house. They're like,
Pete,
all right, you're lucky, you know.
Yeah.
We're just going to make you paint over this. We're not going to send you to jail.
Yeah, right, because a 13-year-old. Because
people your skin color don't do that well in jail.
How many times have you been locked up in Brooklyn?
In Brooklyn?
For graffiti.
Only once in Brooklyn.
And then in Manhattan bookings was...
like a million times.
Like more like ten times. Like more than 10 times.
More than 10 times.
Wow. Very
well,
nice.
Well, actually only locked up, only like arrested. Oh
yeah.
No,
but
a couple
you had
times
to go,
in Brooklyn. A couple
but
times.
But I mean,
went
like,
through bookings in Brooklyn one time.
Like I'm talking about like, you know, you go in
the
and then you gotta go to the nurse and then you gotta go down back downstairs to the cells. Like you did that like
he's talking times. About the tombs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean
yeah,
did you
yeah,
go you didn't, did you go away ever? Like
No, I've avoided that. Those are other
you see,
good
but
stories.
This
but.
Is that goes to my what I'm trying to say. You know how you kind of got in trouble when you were 13? To other people, when something like that happens, they kind of like stop
yeah.
forever,
big
right?
Time,
and they kind of like get scared straight,
yeah.
right?
Some.
Some people, and then some people continue to go.
Well, it makes you more thirsty for for abnormal people.
Yeah, you're like, for addicts.
Cool.
People who are addicts.
This is edgy.
Well, that's certainly true.
It's edgy.
Well,
no,
you know,
I don't know. It's some weird psychosis.
That's dope because, like, I, you know, myself, unfortunately, got in trouble, you know, a handful of times, and it's just like, damn. I think I got addicted to, like, talking to the nurse and, like, telling them I suck at shit. And like, but
nurse?
No, every time you get arrested and the judge tells you, okay, you got your bail is, like, $10,000 or something, the next 4 or 5 hours or maybe 10, you might have to see a nurse.
Yeah.
And that's, like, the process you got to do when you go to the tombs or to Rikers Island.
That's when Armando and Cops is insanity plea.
Yeah, for sure, dude. Every time I go to building 5 because I can't deal with the other buildings because they're going to kill me as soon as I walk in there.
Well, you're very lucky to be able to go to building 5.
Hey, they're cleaning that shit up. Apparently.
Well, hey, listen. I have to say, this has been incredible. I had a lot of fun.
I learned a lot.
Me too. Peter, is there anything at all? Well, by the way, we do drops at the end of the show. You know, we do a drop.
Sure.
Yeah.
You can say your name. You can say whatever.
Yeah, you can like say, yeah, whatever. But is there anything you'd like to say to our listeners?
Do your best. Everything you do, do it. Just don't even try half-assed. Just focus. Learn your craft.
Boom.
And, you know, be the best.
I wish my younger brother was here to hear that from such a stoic character.
That's very good advice.
Well, Peter, we would like to get a drop from you, of course. That's a rule here. You can't leave.
Was that the drop that he just said? Or a drop is... You know,
you know what a drop is.
Do your best.
Do your best.
All
right. Do your best from Do Your Best.
I think that'll do. I think that was a good drop.
No, you gotta say something else.
Yeah, you gotta say
Gunwash.
Yeah, you gotta say Gunwash. That's the rule. That's the rule.
What if I didn't say?
Yeah, you'd probably be fine.
Gunwash. I'm not even gonna say it because I'm curious about what would happen if.
Are you really dangerous like that?
I walk the razor's edge, baby.
So say yeah. So all you gotta do is say I walk the razor's edge, and you're listening to Gunwash. That's all you gotta do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll repeat it right now.
Go ahead.
I walk the razor's edge, and you're listening to Gunwash Radio.
Perfect.
See, that was very charismatic. Beautiful. Well, thank you, everyone, of course, for tuning in, and we will be back next week.
Who's next week?
I don't know yet. I think maybe Kelly Hirschman. Someone.
Peter Sutherland.
It's Kelly Hirschman.
We got something, yeah.
Oh, God.
We're going to have Kelly Hirschman.
I'll probably just cancel
Peter
the show.
Sutherland.
No. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Of course, it is gunwash.com 24/7. You can hear us all the time, anytime, and we are broadcasting live from heritageradionetwork.org. That's where we speak at. And for late call-ins, it's 718-497-2128. You likely won't get in. Not going to pick up. And we will be back next week, Thursday, 9 p.m. Everyone say bye.
Goodbye, Aaron.
Just temporarily.
Farewell.
Say. Goodbye. Thank you all.
Smell y'all later.
Spliffington, pull up music, man.
Hurry home. Hurry home.
Bye.
Kiss me back.
Rub it down. Crucial Broadway in a Leeds town, touching down. Nice. Broadway running. No care. Crucial international body with a swarm and style, yeah. Respect the girl like kind of up on the wheel. All people from Leeds and wherever you come from, Manchester, Cook, Warning on. On the check him out. Animal! The general. Ragamuffin Broadway, we don't partial. It's a separate time. so warm, eat things nice and easy.
Hold on. All my team.
All massive awayo, listen this now. You have some little boy about all them run things and left things and care for things. 24/7 awayo, don't say we have to sleep. We love the girl at 24/7 and it's just that. Broadway the knock, the 9-1 knock. Hear this, hear this, hear this. Warming in nice and easy. All the legal crew, M style for you. And you.
Every day now, I can feel you wanting me.
M style for all the Manchester crew and all the Leeds girls, hang on.
And you been leaving both of letters on my car. Every day.
Brother, it's warming in the car.
Why you're so into me?
Program
such a way.
Program
that you got to take your spare time to chase after me.
Program
what a dream.
Program
so you like
program
what you see.
Hey.
Broadway,
yeah.
Easy, all the hustle, my same.
A problem, baby. I'm not used to girls too shy.
Hang on, shut up. Bigger body, bigger.
Now I'm impressed by young ladies on the mission.
Let's bring it in the violin, nice and slow.
Oh, my young lady. Fall short of getting
you're
now it's time you get with the program and learn to lead.
Big up curly. Broadway is fun. Oh.